courage, strength, honor. The men and women of our armed forces fight for our way of life every day. This Veterans Day, proudly wear the symbol of our support and let them know how truly grateful we are for their service and sacrifice.
Only one candidate has the guts to insist Con Ed return $200 million owed to taxpayers. Only one had the backbone to take on insurance companies and win. Julie Marone. The hottest, wettest, driest, snowiest year in history. The environment is not a political issue anymore. It's a crisis. We need educated representatives who are willing to see the forest for the trees. The 81st governor of New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, is running for the U.S. Senate because she believes we need a response from Washington that meets the bipartisan progress she has been able to forge here at home.
We may not be able to cure crazy, evil, or warped, but we sure as hell can do a better job at not helping them take aim at us.
His concern for education, Medicaid, and the disabled is a voice for those who are not often heard across our land. Make Tim Ennis our man in the house. What do you want to be when you grow up used to be a multiple choice question. Now, it's more like one simple answer. Employed. Here in West Virginia, we have lost more jobs and more companies to overseas than anywhere else. She'll put politics aside and stand up for what she believes is right. Susan Palmer for Assembly. Independent, energetic, and right for West New York. So here's the deal. If you don't register, you can't vote. If you don't vote, you don't get to complain. Boom.